It would help if I switched the right radio here. let's see here. Yeah. Good evening again, Kurt. Everybody else out there, that's KNIPGC. Yeah, just got home, got through the door, all that stuff. Perfect timing to call me before I can get to the radio, but oh well. You know, leave it as that, but it's been a fun week so far. So anyway, I got to figure out where my notes are real quick. But basically, for those that may or may not remember, the old National Lampoon's holiday vacation movies, so forth, you know, with Chevy Chase. Well, there was one particular movie that actually, in the background, shows a nice KLM tri-bander on the neighbor. Now, if you remember one of those movies, they had, you know, the Christmas one, they had where he had all the lighting in the world, and it blinded the next door neighbors and messed them up. Well, we have a guy that checked in here that he used to do that, but he electrically did it perfect, you know, and it didn't just light up the neighborhood, and I'll keep his name out of it for the moment there, but it did look beautiful, you know, the amount of lighting he had on that whole house and so forth. Well, anyway, what I sort of lost on my notes in there, and partly where my head is at, is a particular house in this movie was used in a lot of other places too. But the National Lampoon's Vacation is the exact movie I'm thinking of. The funny thing about that is they wanted that tower and tri-bander to be in the movie. Okay, so it originally was set up, but in this case for that particular movie, they had problems with the neighbor, the ham radio getting into all of their stuff. And so that was 28 minutes of stuff that was actually, we don't need this in the movie. They shrunk it down, and down to nothing. Well, anyway, that's what came into my mailbag. And I thought that was rather interesting, and I did a little bit looking, and that's what I'm missing at the moment, of some of the other movies that antenna was actually in there. And the exact model of tri-bander, for what it was worth, it was the KLM KT-34XA, you know. So, you know, there's a lot of nice stuff that's stuck in the movies and so forth that you don't know, is there any reason that could have been there, or it got in there by accident, so forth. Well, in this case, that was part of a story. They decided they weren't going to do anything of it, but they shot something that was worth about 28 minutes worth.